Mets and the Padres playing the second game of the three-game series from Citi Field Wednesday. Bottom of the first inning, Jared Cozart, who just came off the DL recently, takes a comebacker off the foot from Michael Conforto. It would seem to affect him. In a 1-0 Padres lead in the bottom of the third, Cozart still pitching. He'd be facing Wilmer Flores, with the Mets having the bases loaded.
Conforto at third, Reyes at second, Duda at first. Here's the pitch. Slammed down the left field line. Fair ball, hunting for the corner. One run scores, that's Conforto. Here's Reyes, and Duda takes the turn. Stumbles, coming in. He'll score two. It's 3-1. Wilmer Flores cleaned it up. 3-2 pitch, hit hard. Right center base hit. He has got that hit against Cozart. Flores wheels around, he'll score. Granderson has made it 4-1. Ground ball single, and that could be the last act for Jared Cozart tonight. Well, what a rough go here in the third inning. Three walks and a double and a single.
You wonder, Josh, if any of it goes back to that line drive from Conforto he took off the foot in the first inning.
Very possible. Needing to soldier through it because the bullpen is toast as it is. But they're now going to go out and, they're going to make a little call for toast. Great chance for Conforto. A little gimme putt RBI, though it is lefty versus lefty. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing is poked in the air right field. That'll get the run in. It's down for a base hit, in fact. Renfro is able to paddle it down. He spins and gets it back in, holding Conforto to an RBI single that has made it 5-1.
Two out, runners first and second. We're in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball to right center. Granderson on the run, so's Lagares. Neither can get it, and it rolls to the wall. Lagares up with it, and two runs are going to score. Torrens is in. Caesar right behind him scores standing, and on at second with a two-run double. A bit of a mitt killer, Yonhervis Solarte, and the Mets' lead is cut to 5-3. Solarte now is 18-49 in his career against the Mets.
Bases loaded, two out, a 5-3 lead, but Will Myers at the plate. He's homered off Ramirez this year already. 1-0 pitch, swinging a high drive right center field. Lagares back at the track. He turns. It'll dance on top of the wall, stay in play. Two runs are in to tie the game. It was an inch away from a grand slam. This is now 5-5, and once again, Myers hits Ramirez hard. 1-1 is popped in the air, foul ground third base side. Flores down the line, over with Rivera. Flores makes a one-hand catch, and that will retire the side. Josh Edgen does what Salas could not, what Ramirez could not. He gets the Padres done in the seventh.
3-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, crushed deep to left field. Forget it. Long gone into the second deck, the Bud Light landing. The ninth home run of the year for Hunter Renfro, and that was a tape measure job. And so for the second straight game, Josh Smoker has allowed a home run to the first batter he faces, and the Padres, who once trailed 5-1, have come back to take a 6-5 lead here in the eighth inning. 1-1 the count. Runners lead second and first. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit on the ground towards the shortstop. Whole base hit left field. Walker will be held at third. Going to second is Reynolds. Flores gets it done against the lefty. And the Mets, trailing 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning, have the bases loaded and nobody out. And Curtis Granderson, a left-hand hitter, coming up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. The slider in the dirt, and you could see that coming. Granderson just looked terribly uncomfortable against Hand. But only the first out. Now Rene Rivera will be the batter. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Again, that breaking ball. It's really just a steady diet of sliders here from Brad Hand. Now there are two out, and it is up to Juan Lagares. Hand to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop-up, shallow right, but it's going to hang up for Renfro near the line. He makes the one-hand catch, and the Padres have won the ball game.
The Padres with an impressive comeback win. They climb out of a 5-1 deficit and beat the Mets 6-5 on Wednesday. Here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
Terry, after loading the bases there with nobody out in the ninth, what was Hand able to do to wiggle out of that?
I mean, obviously, great curveball and made good pitches with it.
But tonight, same way, when you're trying to manage a bullpen, how much more difficult is it when you've really only had, you know, two, three guys consistently be able to deliver for you on a night-in, night-out basis?
Well, you know, you guys even brought it up before the game today about the importance of making sure we don't overdo it down there. And so before the game today, we decided that Jerry was going to get a day, that Seawald was going to get a day. They'd been used quite a bit. So when we got to the seventh inning, we thought, hey, this is, you know, Fernando's guy to bring in right now and get, you know, get us to the eighth where we'll kind of mix and match in the eighth inning. Two outs and nobody on. All of a sudden, you know, as we've seen before, all of a sudden they lost command and then they got fatigued, as you saw. Velocity went down, dropped quite a bit. So we thought we'd go to a fresh arm and just didn't get it done.
Matt.
With Gesellman, he was only at 84 pitches, so deciding to take him out of the game. I mean, I guess what was your at that point?
Like, Matt, I knew that was going to get brought up. It's the same thing. This kid has really been struggling. At times, you want him to leave with a good feeling, and he gave us six good innings. And we just said, hey, look, he did exactly what we were hoping he'd do tonight and get us to that point. You send him out, he gets in trouble. You got to go to Salas anyway. So we just said, let's just start the inning, and he's done his job.
Mark?
Just in general, how frustrating has it been just trying to manage through it? As you mentioned, like Seawald and Blevins, you used them yesterday, so you don't have them today. You know, what's that challenge been like, and how tough is it to see some of the outcomes that have come from some of those decisions?
Well, Mark, you know, you got to make decisions with what you have, and you take the best you got in those times and, try to, again, pick and choose your spots for them. But ultimately, you look at the job Fernando did last night and you think he gets two easy outs tonight and you figured he's only got to get one of the next couple of guys and, you know, things are going to be okay. And he just, you know, the two base on balls hurt. So, but, it's, you know, we got to get ready to play tomorrow.
Dave.
Terry, when you talked to Jerry and Seawald before the game, obviously those guys were always going to tell you that they can pitch. So you just have to go to them unilaterally and say you guys are out.
Right.
Just we feel like you'd been.
Again, you just got to say, listen, you know, there's going to be nights that you're going to feel okay, but you know, we cannot overuse you right now. That's what's happening. And so I talked to Jerry today and I said, I know you probably feel good, but you're probably not going to pitch tonight. And I know Ricky talked to Paul and said, look, you know, we're going to make sure you're ready for tomorrow. And it is what it is.
Series wraps up on Thursday with the Mets throwing Jacob DeGrom against San Diego rookie right-hander Dinelson Lamet making his Major League debut.